Assalamu alaikum. We are going to start now.
Hi.
Okay, and I am recording. Okay. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about how to address different groups of people of different genders. Okay? In English, we say you.
Hi.
We say you. But you in Arabic means a lot of things. You. So, you in Arabic, we have... Yeah, we have one male. We have one female. We have two male. And we have two female. And then we have... Okay. And then we have mixed... One male and one female. Okay? And then we have many. So, the many I'm going to just say three because it's three or more. We have three males, we have three females, and we have three mixed. Here, one male and one female, we can call it two mixed.
Complications.
Two mixed.
Very much complications.
That's one, two, three, four, five,
so many.
Seven.
That all falls under the umbrella of you.
Under your umbrella.
What about you guys?
Well, so, let's say for one male, what do we do? Yes. For one male, you can put them in a table. If you, instead of doing it in a tree like this, we can put it in a table like that.
Trees are awesome.
Okay.
I like trees. What's today?
Today is the Veterans Day.
11th.
You shouldn't ask for one. What's your Veterans Day?
It is 11-11. Okay. So, one male, what do we say? One male, we say what?
Anta.
Anta. So what do we say for one male? Anta. Give me an example. Talk about me. Say anta.
Anta.
Tell me something about myself. Anta.
Anta kawi.
Anta kawi.
Okay, Anta kisa.
Anta mada?
Anta
Hisan.
Lies.
Anta Hisan.
Hisan? Horse? Yeah. Oh man.
Anta Himar.
No. Let's stay away from that. So, okay.
Anta toad.
Kalla. Kalla, hada aib.
Anta bakara.
No, hada aib. This is bad. This is not good. Okay. So. One male, we say anta. So what do we say?
Anta.
Anta. And there's fatha on the ta. There is fatha on the ta. How about if it's one female? What do we say to Sarah?
Anti.
That's right.
Anti.
What is the difference in writing? In writing, one has fatha and one has kasra. You see the difference in writing?
Yeah.
One has fatha and one has kasra. Okay.
Well, this is a lot to copy down.
Okay. I'm still writing the two male part.
Okay.
I'm still writing all those spiky things.
Yeah.
Oh, you can just put them in
the
table.
I'm writing the tree.
You just write them in a table, like that. One male, one female, two male, two female, two mixed, three male, three female, three mixed.
One male, one female, two male.
Two mixed, three male, three female.
Algebra, what n is n?
Dude, what the heck? Are you in algebra?
Yeah.
Algebra 1 or 2?
Okay.
Algebra 1.
Now we're going to move we're going to move to the two male. What do you think? What do you think? The always two. What do we do to make something two or double? In Arabic, usually we add what? Alif. That's right. Just like, for example, Salah, Salatan. Salatan. Alim, Aliman. So,
it's like adding an S.
Oh, yeah, you didn't collect last week's Quranic study somewhere?
It's in the email.
And you didn't email it?
I thought we had. No.
Let me take a picture of it with my iPhone.
Okay.
So, we say Antuma. Antuma.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Two meal, we say. Two meals, we say Antuma.
I remember my mom teaching me that.
And this happens. So look here. Look, there's Antuma.
Oh, for both?
For all three of them.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
So for the two males, two female, two mixed, it's all Antuma.
Antuma, that's a shortcut.
My tree looks weird.
Antuma. So that's good. There's no difference between male, female, or mixed.
We call you a cow.
No, that's not nice. That's not nice, okay?
I'm not a cow. I'm just like you.
Okay.
I'm a male.
I'm a male.
How about the three males, which is a group of males? That would be?
Antum.
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 Antum
Baqara. So now you don't say Antum Baqara, we say Antum Baqarat.
You taught him how to say
or Antum Baqar.
Oh my God.
Antum
Baqara. Say Baqarat.
Anti Baqara.
Yeah. Baqarat. Look. Baqarat is the standard way of making plural. Is to say Baqara, Baqarat. Tilmidha, Tilmidhat. However, there is a regular way, which is to say Baqar. Instead of Baqarat, you say Baqar. Anyway, both are coming in the Quran. So in the Quran, Allah used the Baqarat. Remember, what would be the ayah that says uses Baqarat? Isn't it going to be the story of Prophet Yusuf in Surah Yusuf? The king dream, so seven Baqarat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then the three female, which is a group, I'm sorry, three males or more. Group of males. What do you say for a group of males? Females, I'm sorry. You replace the meme with noon. So it becomes antunna. And this is noon with shadda. We call this noon with shadda. The female noon.
He called me a car.
Okay.
Can I be a Ferrari?
Okay, your parents are going to listen to the class. Remember, they're going to listen to it. So, Antum, we have Antunna.
Okay.
All right? And then, if it's mixed, it's like male. Antum. So there is a rule here. The mixed is always will be treated like group of males. Alhamdulillah. Yarha yahdina wa yahdikum Allah. Okay, so three mixed is going to be Antum. Antum.
Alright, we're done.
So always, the mixed is always like the male.
11, 12,
the mixed
11,
is always like the what?
11, 11, 12.
C? See, the mix is always like the what?
The war ended on November.
Hello. The war is... I'm sorry, the war what?
The Veterans Day, you know?
The mixed is like the male. The mixed is like the what?
Male.
So, if you have a mixed group, you address them as?
Male.
Even if you have 10 billion, like 1,000 female and one male, then it becomes male. Because that's the rule in Arabic. That the male, the language of the male, talking to a male, covers both.
What about if it's like a billion females and then one little baby boy?
You know, who is... you're addressing who? The baby boy or the females?
No,
you're addressing the what?
Female.
So you use the female group. You're not talking to the baby, are you?
Unless you're saying baby.
Okay.
Baby. Then you'd say baby. Yeah.
Now we're going to do the verb thingy.
The verb thingy is to
say, how do we say the verb? So let's pick a verb.
Wait, I didn't draw the arrows.
Eat.
Kul.
Sleep. Pitch.
Kul.
Kul.
So let's take...
Kul is
safe.
Oh,
kul.
Okay.
Let's pick the female. Let's pick, I'm sorry, the verb thing. So let's pick a verb, which is going to be, let's say, kul.
Kul.
Or kul. Okay. So if it's one male, what do you do?
Kul.
Kul. Okay. Like kul huwa Allahu ahad. What if it's one female?
Quli.
Quli.
That's what it says. Quli. Quli.
Wow. It's so
funny.
It's something
in Bangla. Quli. Quli. Okay. What if it is two male, two female, or two mixed?
Two female.
We add the alif, so what do we...
Kala.
No.
Kula.
Kula.
I got it wrong my first try.
No, he cheated.
Kula. So, kul, kuli, kula.
Let's make a song.
Yes.
Kuli, kula.
How about antum, you as a group? Kulu.
Kulu. I got it first.
Wait, what?
You cheated.
So we say kulu. Kulu. It's like say, kulu amanna billah. Say we believe in Allah. Kulu.
We am cool.
I forgot to collect your homework.
Kulu.
Wait, is it emailed homework?
Yeah.
If you emailed it, I will
write
it through the email.
I
don't
write it down.
No, it's somewhere in my notebook.
For last week and this week.
Where's that gate?
Here.
My homework is on mine.
Here.
Yay.
No,
oh
deal.
God, I forgot
to write it. No deal. Until Sandy Bridge.
Okay, what if it is a group of females?
Until Sandy Bridge.
What if it is a group of females? Then, what do you say? Qulna.
Qulna.
That's very good.
Who? Me? What did I do? I make you what I did.
It's so good.
What, me?
Why?
It's not your fault.
What if it is a group of mixed males and females? Then we use the male form. So cool.
Oh, I got
it
first.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, what did you
do?
No, you didn't.
Hulu.
I wonder if they have Gundam Clouds in Saudi Arabia.
Oh my god.
This
is the homework,
seriously? Yeah, it was for last week. No, this was for last week. Because I wasn't here last week, so.
What? Love and Hope? That was the Arabic homework? There's no Arabic in this assignment.
Who cares? It was on the website, okay?
What love and there was no love and hope on the website.
Yes.
I did it, okay? I should get credit.
Check his website, come on.
I did. And that was when I was with Ryan.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
It was part two. I don't care.
Okay.
I did it.
I did probably like the bomb.
All right.
Do the right assignment next week.
Fine, but I still get credit.
Now let's put these together.
Into a song.
Okay.
Email everyone?
Yeah,
I
email.
Remix is blue. 360.
And instead of a verb, let's say if you are talking to somebody and telling him that you're doing something. Okay? So, how do we say for one male? No, please. What do you say for one male? You say what?
No, please.
For the word قل, we say?
قل.
تقولوا. أنت تقولوا.
أنت تقولوا.
And it's going to be Bamma.
I don't
have to write it. Fine, I have to erase the date. So we have تقولوا. So you have what? تقولوا. So if you command me, you say قل. But if you're talking about what I'm doing, you say تقولوا. تقولوا. أنت تقولوا. So you say قل or أنت تقولوا. If it's a command, it's a قل. If you're describing what I'm doing, you say أنت تقولوا. Now, if it's a female, you say تقولي.
تقولي.
Me?
Why?
No, I'm just saying keep it.
Oh,
yes.
Dang it. If I keep it?
Yes.
Mind.
تقولي.
Oh, okay.
تقولي.
See, by whose standards? Mine or yours? Mine.
Okay. تقولي. And then? If it's two, then it's what? تقولا. See the alif? The alif that always come in the double? تقولا.
I want to tell my dad I failed the Alexander's test because I was in the ring.
تقولا. 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 Then, if it's three males, تقولوا ما شاء الله.
Dad, can you tell me how annoying Hashem is? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Don't tell my dad, though. That's not nice. Take it.
Dad.
تقولوا. Okay.
So, is it like on a scale from 1 to 10?
تقولنا. 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 For many females, it's تقولنا. تقولنا. And for mixed, what do we do?
تقولوا.
That's right. ما شاء الله.
No, I said it first. I said it. You didn't listen.
So, I'm going to give you words in English, and I'll ask you to translate them into Arabic. So, I am going to ask you to translate...
like right now?
No, that's the homework. Oh, that's okay. Part one of the homework.
Why do you have
so much
homework?
Let's do our homework right now.
We should have, since it's Veterans Day, shouldn't we get like no homework or something?
Yeah.
Are you a veteran? No. So, you don't...
So, that is the homework. Part one is going to be... We're going to say, you eat. You eat.
That's good. Just use translate on Google.com. And Google Translate is like really bad.
Google. You eat.
And it works for Spanish and stuff, but for everything, it's like horrible.
You eat.
Today is... Wait.
Or actually, it would be translate more than you are eating.
I don't get this. There's no
you
room
are...
There's no room in the...
Eating.
Right in your
notebook.
Was there supposed to be no school today or something?
Huh? No, there is.
Why does it say 11-4-2012 and then 11-18-2012?
Fix it. All right? So you are eating. You're going to do it in all these forms. So you're going to put a table like this. You're going to put a table like this.
That one.
So you're going to have one male, one female, and then you're going to have two. You don't have to have all of them because they are the same. And then you're going to have three male, three female, three mixed.
What? Did that hit?
Yes. And then and then put the
exciting.
You are eating.
Oh, eating.
Yes. Put it in a and put it in this. So you do, you are eating, and then you do eat. So the first one here is you are eating. And the second one is eat. For to match what we have here, let's reverse. So just we match what we have on the board. So the first one will be eat, and then the second one is you are eating. I'm going to do one of them as an example. Here, I'm going to say kol. And here, I'm going to say anta ta'kul. You see? So this is an example.
Hey, give it. Give me the pencil back, kiddo.
Okay? And then you're going to do the same table for... No.
Punching?
For sleep. So you say...
Yeah, I got it.
You are sleeping. And sleep. You got that? So you're going to have another table for, or you can make it in the same table if you want. You can just extend the table, or if you have another table, it's up to you.
Excuse
me. So you have
sleep
and you are sleeping. You are sleeping. Okay. Now, we're going to go ahead and after I take pictures. Move to the second part of the work today, of the work that we want today, or the topic of today. Let me just take pictures. Are you done taking all these notes?
Yeah.
Good. Novel and Intel Core Chicken Gen. Sandy Bridge.
I don't get it.
So what would be the double of... What would be the double of... Or actually, what would be the Arabic word for drink?
Yashrab. Ashrab.
Yes. Drink means ishrab. If it's a command, then it's what? Ishrab.
Yeah.
If it's a command.
Spaniel.
But if it's not a command.
That's good. Yashrab.
Okay. Yashrab.
shrub, dash shrub.
Yes. Okay. How about if it's a female thing? Then it becomes what?
Dashrubly.
If it is command, then it is shrubby. Okay. All right. All right.
You're in 8th grade?
Yep.
The second thing,
no, I mean,
we're going to take
like 7th grade, but
we're going to take a word in the Quran, an ayah in the Quran,
and study
that matches our topic, and then learn about it.
Okay.
See, when we say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ
قُلْ
هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Now, this is for only one male, right? Which is the prophet, right?
Yeah.
From a language point of view, yes, it is only for one person.
At a time.
Which, you know who that person is?
The prophet.
Yes, yay. But it means for everybody. Like, the one who listens to this command has to obey. You see what I'm saying? So Allah is saying, whomsoever listens to this, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, Allah is أَحَدْ.
Oh, okay.
So, قُلْ, this is say, and this is Allahu أَحَدْ. He is unit. Now, what is the difference between أَحَدْ and وَاحِدْ?
Ahad means
one.
Ahad means like one, but
wahid
is like
one.
Yeah. Okay. So the difference
one.
Is one. One is wahid.
No.
But one is wahid, but what? But unit is wahda. You remember? So unit is wahda. So it's not, the ayah doesn't say Allah is one. It say Allah is unit. Allah is a unit. Okay? What is the difference? Can you give me an example of what's the difference between, to explain to me, you are the teacher, I'm the student. Explain to me, what is the difference between wahid and ahad? Which is one or unit? Huh?
You just had to play one.
If I have, if I'm the teacher, I'll say your homework.
Okay.
Okay, so where's the homework? Because.
Let's for take the car for example.
Okay.
Is it one car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, this car can be broken into pieces, right?
Yes.
The parts. Broken into parts. The wheels.
The
driving, exactly. The trunk.
The
hood. The shield. The windshield, right?
The
okay. So, unit, when you describe Allah as a unit, you mean that Allah cannot be
broken
into parts. Cannot be divided into parts. So, this one means Allah can't be divided into
parts.
Allah.
Okay. Say he as Allah the unit, or say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. He is Allah the unit. Say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. He is Allah the unit. Say he is Allah the unit. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. The unit. Now, can, you know, sometimes in other faith, Allah is divided. Like in the, for example, in Christianity, Allah is divided into three parts.
Trinity.
Trinity, yes. Three parts.
One is Jesus, one is that divine,
the Holy Spirit.
The God.
The God.
The Son.
And the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Or Holy Spirit. Spirit. S-B, S-P. No, I'm just showing you how the difference in Islam. In Islam, Allahu Ahad means Allah is not to be divided into pieces or into parts. Okay? It's one complete flawless unit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, whenever you see a command like this in the Quran, say or do. It's for male, it always uses the male form. And it is for everyone who listens to it. Right? So what comes after قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ?
Allahu Samad.
Allahu Samad. Who knows what the meaning of Samad?
He is the everlasting.
Eternal.
He is infinity.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Yeah, all these are right, but they don't mean a summit. A summit means the life support provider. The provider of life support. So summit is the provider. Of life support. So Allah supports the life of everybody, but nobody supports
him.
Now, there is a lot of things that we need to stay alive. We need to breathe, we need to drink, we need to eat. We need to
breathe.
We need a shelter. There's a lot of things that we need to have
about. Parents.
We need kidneys, we need lungs, we need body, we need blood. There is a lot of things that we need in order to live. Okay? Now, who provides the life support?
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you taking notes?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Allahu Samad. لم يلد ولم يولد. لم يلد. What is لم يلد? What is the verb يلد?
Nothing like.
Gives birth.
Oh, yeah.
Gives birth. So يلد. يلد is what?
Gives birth.
Gives birth means he is not a father. Because father gives birth to the child. So he's not a father is the best way to think about it.
So
because you can say he's not a father. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ.
In the pie chart for the God, Son, Holy Spirit thingy, isn't God like Father?
Yes. No, actually it's divided. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Spirit. Those are three parts that make
one.
That make one, which is God. He is not a father. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ.
And he is not a son.
Wasn't born.
And he wasn't born.
That could sound wrong.
Which means he's not a son.
That could sound pretty wrong if we
don't think about it.
So, the best thing to say, he is not a father, he's not a son.
See, I got it.
Then, give birth or born. So, you say, هو الله أحد. Say, he is Allah the unit. قل هو الله أحد. Say, he is Allah the unit. لم يلد ولم يولد. He's not a father and he's not a son. لم يلد ولم يولد. He's not a father nor he's a son. لم يلد ولم يولد. He's not a father and he's not a son either. Okay? Then ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Okay. Let's. So, what is the meaning of لم يكن له كفوا أحد? Can you go back a little bit? What's the meaning of لم يكن له? A little bit. Okay. ولم يكن له ولم يكن له ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Okay. Let's study this word. Well, this ayah. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لم يكن means doesn't exist. لم يكن means what? Doesn't exist. So if somebody says, this thing happened, and you want to deny it, you want to say, no, it didn't happen, you say, لم يكن. Okay? So, Mr. X went to the
store.
House, of, went to the store, and you say, لم يكن. It didn't happen. Okay? So, لم يكن
X Mr. X
لم يكن means it didn't happen. لم يكن means it didn't happen. له to him.
I did have
it. Kofu one means equal. Equal. Ahad means anybody. So it says equal to him is nobody. Equal to him is nobody. Or nobody's equal to him. Equal to him is nobody. Nobody is equal to him. قل هو الله أحد. Say, he Allah. He is Allah the unit. الله الصمد. The life support provider. لم يلد ولم يولد. He's not a father nor he's a son. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. No one is equal to him. No one is what? Equal to him. All right? Okay. Now, this surah is 1/3 of the Quran. Tell me why. Tell me why this surah is 1/3 of the Quran.
Because 1/3 of the Quran talks about Allah.
That's right.
Yay! Point. Star. I'm the star.
No.
Because what you learn, from this surah, or what you learn of this surah, is 1/3 of the what the Quran teaches.
Yes.
Because 1/3 of the Quran is teaching you about Allah. Okay. So, 1/3 of the Quran is teaching you about Allah. About Allah.
About
what you need to know about Allah. What you need to know about Allah, that He's everything, that you need. You don't need anything except him. And he provides you with the life support things that you need. Like he provides you with those, okay? And he's everything for you, everything that you need. And he provides you for everything you want to live.
God, do you have any idea when the clock
runs? 9:50.
What?
Already 9:51?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Disrupting.
Okay.
Yeah, and see you guys
don't
later.
Get up.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Yeah, honestly.
I want you, the homework of next time, I want you to memorize the vocab of Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad.
Oh, okay.
So part two of the homework?
Part two of the homework.
Is memorize the vocab in Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad.
Memorize what?
The vocab.
The vocab, okay. Yay, we're done. Goodbye.
I don't want to go to school.
Memorize the vocab in Surah Al-Ikhlas.
I know, this one is
hey, what? This means smart. This means smart.
You know what this means in Italian?
Oh, yeah. I didn't do that. It's like too much.
What's that though?
It's funny. Any streets.
So
we just biked on the sidewalks and all the way to
Kansas City.